This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. It's been a deadly 24 hours in the United States. Two mass shootings have left more than two dozen dead and many others injured. We begin in El Paso, Texas, where police are investigating a mass shooting at a Walmart. At least 20 people are dead and 26 are wounded. Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
We have to be very, very clear that conduct like this, thoughts like this, actions like this, crimes like this are not who or what Texas is and will not be accepted here.
Mexican President Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador said three Mexicans were among those killed in the shooting. Just hours later, a gunman in the Midwestern U.S. state of Ohio killed nine people and wounded dozens of others. Dayton Mayor Nan Whaley says officers managed to reach the scene less than a minute after the gunman began shooting.
The shooter was able to kill nine people and injure 26 in less than a minute. And if we did not have police in the Oregon District and the thousands of people in the Oregon District enjoying their Saturday evening, what we could have had in the city.
Gary Pullen witnessed the shooting.
It was complete chaos. I heard bullets riddling. I believe it might have been the shooter who knew his life was coming to an end, and he shot all he could.
The shootings come less than a week after a mass shooting at a festival in California where three people were killed. Sudan's Transitional Military Council and coalition of protest leaders initialed a power-sharing agreement Sunday. The two factions will formally sign a constitutional declaration on August 17th. For all the latest news, download the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Hong Kong marchers staged sometimes violent protests on multiple fronts Sunday night. The fast-moving protests moved from a police station, where mass demonstrators threw bricks and smashed windows, to the streets near Beijing's government headquarters, and then to the shopping district of Causeway Bay. Sunday's protests are the latest in nearly 9 weeks of demonstrations against the government. Indonesia's capital and other parts of Java Island have been hit by a massive power outage affecting millions of people. Channel News Asia reports the blackout was caused by a problem with a gas turbine at a major power plant and by a disruption at another facility on Java. U.S. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper is crisscrossing the Asia-Pacific region on his first international trip as head of the Defense Department. VOA's Carla Babb is traveling with the Defense Secretary.
Esper's arrival Saturday in Australia came just 2 days after North Korea conducted its third missile test in less than 2 weeks, firing what appeared to be short-range ballistic missiles capable of reaching Seoul or Tokyo. Rudy De Leon is with the Center for American Progress.
The United States have those bases in Japan, which would be in the flight pattern of some of those rockets that are being tested. And so this is a real deliberate threat.
Esper downplayed the threat Saturday, telling reporters the situation with North Korea is still far more stable than it was just a couple of years ago, when Pyongyang conducted 17 missile tests, including the test of an intercontinental ballistic missile. Carla Babb, VOA News, Sydney.
In the Philippines, three ferry boats capsized in rough seas, killing at least 25 people. Six others are missing. 55 other passengers and crew were rescued. The U.S. is welcoming a ceasefire declared in Idlib province in northwest Syria, the last insurgent stronghold in the country. Since April, hundreds of civilians have been killed in the violence in northwest Syria, and thousands more have fled. A French inventor has succeeded in flying across the English Channel on a jet-powered hoverboard. Frankie Zapata designed the device, which took him across the channel from France to England in about 20 minutes.
I'm feeling happy, you know. I'm feeling happy and so happy for my family, my friends, and my team. It's just an amazing moment in my life.
The board is powered by five small jet engines. Iranian media says Iran has seized another foreign tanker in the Persian Gulf. It said the tanker was carrying 700,000 gallons of fuel, adding that seven sailors had been detained. A Revolutionary Guard commander is quoted as saying its naval forces had seized a foreign tanker in the Persian Gulf that was smuggling fuel for some Arab countries. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.